From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Gaudette. Idaho Matters has launched a new Elections 2022 project here at Boise State Public Radio, and we want to answer your questions about voting in the upcoming midterm elections. Now, this project is part of the work of America Amplified. It's an initiative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting in order to support community engagement journalism and public media. So here's what you need to do. You can go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, submit your questions there. You can also text Boise State PR to 855-670-1777, and then just follow the prompts, and we'll be answering your questions every Tuesday right here on Idaho Matters. So to help us answer this week's question, we've invited our very own Boise State Public Radio reporter, James Dawson, to talk a little bit about redistricting, both in the state as well as in cities, and why that may impact where you vote and also who you can actually vote for. Jimmy, good to have you back on the show.
Hey, Jim, I'm super excited for this project.
So, Jimmy, we got a question from Sue about the upcoming November election. So here's what she says. It says, quote, "I got a postcard in the mail that said my voting place has changed along with my legislative district. So I can't vote for my regular lawmaker anymore. And I live in Boise, and I heard that there are districts for city council members now. Can you break down why there are all of these changes?" So, Jimmy, let's start with Sue's legislative district. Why did her district change?
Yeah, and this is something a lot of people probably noticed. So every 10 years with the new census, every single state in the country goes through what's called redistricting at not only the state legislative level, but the congressional level. And the idea is to make representation as even as possible to account for places that either grew or maybe shrunk. So you have to create these districts with as even of a population as you can within a certain margin, while also sure that making sure that it makes sense geographically, right? So you're not going to group up, let's say, the Boise's north end with Idaho City, right? Because they're two very different places with different needs, and they might not necessarily, feel like they would be represented well by the same person. And so that's kind of a very, very basic understanding of what's going on here.
And Jimmy, to be clear, this happens every 10 years because it's based on the census, because that's when we take the population around the United States every 10 years. So it has to align with the population, whether there's been a growth or a deficit.
Exactly. Yeah. And you want to have as even of a population in these districts, at least to start out the decade as you can. Obviously, we saw, very uneven growth here in Idaho over the past several years, where the largest district out kind of like an Eagle area, Meridian, was tens of thousands of people, had tens of thousands of people more than the smallest district, for example.
So Sue says that she can't vote for the same lawmaker anymore. Is that a normal part of redistricting, Jimmy?
Yeah, it can be. So a lot of these boundaries got tweaked in Boise, as Sue noticed, Greater Ada County, not to mention Canyon County, because of that explosive population growth. And for some people, the line between districts maybe just shifted a couple streets over. And if you think about it from the lawmaker's perspective, too, sometimes they're put into these entirely new districts with a whole lot of people they've never represented before. They could face, another one of their fellow lawmakers at the state house in a primary if their boundaries shifted. So it's, you got to be a little, flexible with the adjustments that come every 10 years.
Okay, so then congressional districts, those can change as well, correct? So folks like Sue may find themselves even voting for a different U.S. representative.
Yeah, and the big shift would be kind of in the West Boise, Southeast Boise, or Southwest Boise area, rather. It's not as complicated for now because Idaho, we only have these two U.S. House members, right? And so they basically just draw a line in the Treasure Valley and call it a day. So for the next 10 years, that dividing line is Eagle Road, where it used to actually, like I said, be within the city of Boise. And Idaho barely missed out on getting a new congressional district this year. So, come 2031, if we keep growing like this, they're going to have to make, those harder choices and maybe even make, parts of the Treasure Valley their own congressional district.
Which would then give us three representatives on Capitol Hill.
Exactly. Yes.
Right. And that has been something we've been looking at with growth. Okay. So Sue talked about where she votes, Jimmy. That changed too. We know that's part of redistricting. So my question then is this. What happens if your voting place is changed? You don't know it. You show up to the old spot on election day. Can you vote there or do you have to go to the new place?
No, you're going to have to go to the new place. Thankfully, the very helpful folks who are at these precincts will be able to tell you where that is. So like Sue said, she got the postcard with where she's supposed to vote, her new districts and all of that. If for whatever reason you didn't get a postcard, maybe you just recently moved or for whatever reason got lost in the mail, you can go online to voteidaho.gov. You enter in some information if you have a state ID, for example. It should point you in the right direction. Or you could also call or visit your local county elections office, and they can help you out too.
Okay, let's switch to the other half of Sue's question. And this is in regards to the city of Boise and then the districts for city council members. This is something that is brand new. And can you kind of compare this, I guess, Jimmy, right, to state redistricting? And why is the city of Boise now using districts for its council candidates? Because in the past, if you lived in Boise, you could vote for every candidate.
Exactly. Yeah. And so this was a law passed by the state legislature in 2020. It requires Idaho's biggest cities like Boise to move to a districting system. It's a fairly common system, even in some smaller towns and cities across the country, just hadn't been adopted here for whatever reason that might be. The legislators at the time, which we should say were mostly, if not all, Republicans, basically saying that they were tired of seeing all of the Boise City Council members be from a very select, very wealthy, group of neighborhoods, namely the North End and East End. And so now, theoretically, you're going to have, more representation from folks who might live on the bench or West Boise or, Southwest Boise, just to name a few neighborhoods. And theoretically, that would increase representation for people who live in those areas. And it's not just for Boise. So any city with more than 100,000 residents based on the most recent census will have to create districts. And right now, that includes Meridian and Nampa.
So the next time they have council seats up, Jimmy, they will have to do this as well in those two cities?
Yes, and Meridian already adopted their redistricting map in June. Nampa and Boise are still, that process is still ongoing. And you can still, if you live in these areas, you can still submit your comments and talk about what you like or dislike about the proposed maps. But both of them hope to get that done by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. So, Jimmy, we know that redistricting across the country, right, whether it's at a state level or a local level, can be really contentious. So how does Idaho do this? Because a lot of times when we talk about redistricting, we hear about gerrymandering, all of these things that negatively impact voters. But we have a fairly decent system in place in Idaho.
Yeah, Idaho, since like a lot of Western states, actually does an independent redistricting system, whereas other states in the Midwest or out east or in the South might just leave it up to the state legislature to vote through these plans. Now, that's not to say that our system is nonpartisan. Some other states have that, but ours is a 6-member. Council appointed 3 members by Republicans, 3 members by Democrats, and they can't, for example, have been former lawmakers within a certain period of time, and they can't run for election in these districts for, I think, 5 years, several years. And so that is a way to try to ensure that, politics won't creep in as much. Of course, there's always going to be, politics getting in there, but that's kind of the scene that we have here in Idaho.
So before I let you go, Jimmy, I mean, bottom line for folks like Sue is that, this year you might just have to do a little bit more digging just to find out maybe who you can vote for if you're in a new district, things like that. Cause it might be a little confusing on election day.
Absolutely. And if you, for whatever reason, want to avoid all of that, don't forget you can still request an absentee ballot up to, I believe, October 28th. You still have some time to do that. If you just want to skip the line, don't worry about going in person. You could go vote at one of the early voting locations. If you live in, you know, Ada County has several, Canyon County, I believe, has that. Lots of counties do. So there are other options if you just want to avoid that hassle. Otherwise, yeah, do a little bit of homework beforehand. Call your county elections office, go online, and definitely write that down.
Well, as always, Jimmy, we appreciate you. We've been talking with James Dawson, one of our reporters here at Boise State Public Radio, about redistricting and how it will impact where you vote and who you can vote for. Now, remember, we want to answer your questions about voting in the upcoming midterms. So just go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org and submit your questions there. You can text us as well, Boise State PR to 855-670-1777, and follow the prompts and we'll answer your questions next Tuesday. Jimmy, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm Gemma Gaudette, and you've been listening to Idaho Matters. We have more information on this story at our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. So what do you want to know as this story develops? Do you have questions? Do you have concerns? If you do, email us, idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or you can always record a voice memo. It's free in our Boise State Public Radio app.